A number of major U.S. publications have issued editor's notes following news this week that a major study from last year was bogus. The study suggested that brief conversations through door-to-door canvassing could actually change voters' minds about heavy political topics like gay marriage. When it was published in the journal Science, the study was covered in, just to name a few, the Huffington Post, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the public radio programs Science Friday and This American Life.
And the big surprise was, 6 months, 9 months, a year after the canvassers visited, the voters stayed changed. The researchers were so skeptical that this could be real that they did the entire study a second time. At huge cost, by the way, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And again, same result.
Ira Glass there on This American Life. Well, this week the study was retracted, with the journal Science saying that the results could not be trusted. David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent and is here to talk us through all of this. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
So this study was retracted. A lot of these news organizations have also retracted their stories about it. But what happened?
Well, the study was really presented as being rigorous in two ways. One was you had 9,500 people who participated voluntarily online in answering questions about a variety of political beliefs that the social scientists had set up the political scientists to drill down on the question really of gay marriage. But it was surrounded by these other questions so that the people taking the survey wouldn't realize that. And the second was that canvassers for an outfit in Los Angeles interested in gay rights were then sent out to do follow-up interviews with a select number of them to find out more, to tease out more about their attitudes. But when we heard Ira Glass talking there about the data being so surprising, they set it out to do it twice. They were never sent out. The data were all, it now appears, fabricated. At least the graduate student at UCLA by the guy by the name of Michael LaCour has no data to prove that he ever did this. He says he did, but hasn't given an answer beyond that. And this is the sort of thing that in science that you have to replicate to believe. It's an extraordinary claim and it requires extraordinary confirmation. So these guys set out to replicate the study at the University of California, Berkeley, and found they simply couldn't do it. So they went back to the study, and they went back to the contractor that Latour had gone to collate all this information, essentially through software and the like. And the contractor said, hey, this guy never contracted with us. We have no involvement in this survey whatsoever. So a number of – you know, they call it irregularities, but there's sort of glaring warning signs fired off. And you know, it came under duress and ultimately has been retracted by Science, the journal Science, which originally published it.
Well, I want to talk about the news organizations that covered it, but let's first talk about the journal Science. What kind of responsibility does the journal Science have in all of this? Should the editorial team have looked closer at the results? Obviously, in hindsight, they should have, but should they have just in fact?
Well, this is a pretty fair question. The study was conducted by Michael LaCour to the extent it was conducted at all, that grad student I mentioned, and was overseen by Donald Green, who's a very respected social scientist at Columbia University. And he's seen as, you know, part of, in a sense, the gold standard in political science and in this field. But he didn't check any of the data points. He didn't look to review it. And it in retrospect, is pretty obvious that as the professor overseeing this, putting his name on the study, he should have asked LaCour to provide at least a sampling of what he had done to give him confidence in what he was himself presenting. Similarly, Science Magazine, you know, you have fact checkers at The New Yorker and other prestigious magazines. At Science, you would think that they would have drilled a little bit deeper beyond simply taking Professor Green's word for it than they appear to have done. And so I think Science Magazine in some ways is complicit. They posted what is an editor's note of concern with this article, acknowledging Green is now disavowing responsibility or disavowing faith in this study. But, you know, in a sense, what they've done is acknowledge they pumped something that became headlines around the country and around the world that they didn't have a full basis to believe was true.
Well, and what about the other news organizations and storytelling organizations that decided to cover this from This American Life to The New York Times to The Huffington Post? All these organizations, obviously, there's so much news coming on a daily basis. And you see something interesting like this, it's certainly surprising on its face. You want to cover it and you want to cover it fast with everybody else or even faster than anybody else. But, you know, what kind of a responsibility do those organizations have to wait and check it for themselves on something like this?
Well, I think organizations do have a responsibility to check it for themselves. You know, in other matters, sometimes you receive polls during political races, and it's important to ask, you know, how many people were surveyed? What's the margin of error? What kinds of questions were asked? Taking a look at the questions for yourself, not simply taking the executive summary of that. So I think there is responsibility for news organizations. That said, they put faith in Science Magazine. You know, we're wrapping them now for maybe falling short. And at the same time, they're reputable science journalists. Some of our colleagues have come from there. Who work there and are smart people. They are also, and I only learned this week, they are also sometimes called science tabloids because they publish things that are intended to stir public interest. They certainly got that public interest in this case because of the ramifications. But as it turned out, there wasn't enough a substance behind it to inspire our confidence. And we all as journalists get knocked around as a result.
David Volkenflik, NPR media correspondent on this big retraction and series of retractions. We'll link you to more about it at our website, hereandnow.org. David, thanks so much.
You bet.